even. Last week, I was very grateful to many of you for joining me for this year, even though it was a little bit unusual. I hope it worked out from a technical standpoint. And we spoke about, we continued to explore Jewish distinctiveness. And we spoke about how our bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a bond of love and commitment, a deep personal, individual bond of love and commitment that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is what makes us distinct. And yet at the same time, we mentioned that, and we explored last week, that this distinctiveness also gives us an opportunity to reflect on our relationship with others. And that this distinctiveness does not mean that chas v'shalom we look down on others, and that we are racist against others, or we think that we're better than anybody else. Adrab, number one, it gives us an opportunity to invite others to be part of this. But number two, we focus on the responsibility that we have with and to the other, with and to the nations of the world individuals. And through this, we discussed the idea of the Jewish people being B'ni B'chori Yisrael as a responsibility to other nations of the world, the idea of the covenant within our chosenness. And through this, we can understand a lot more about the role of the Jewish people in the world, which we gave some examples of that last week, but I wanted to come back to it this week just by way of introduction, because last Motzoi Shabbos, as we mentioned last week, but we didn't have a chance to really delve deep into it, we lost one of the great lights of our world, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And this is a theme that he comes back to in many of his writings. And there's a book, it's called Dignity of Difference, in which he focuses on this. And this idea of, on the one hand, being distinct, being distinctive, having this unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also our relationship with the world. I was wondering if this helps us appreciate, potentially, two interesting comments from the Eliger Rav Nachman of Breslov. You know, there's a beautiful Sefer on Chassidus that translates into English many of the basic texts and principles by Rabbi Kaplan, Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, called The Light Beyond. I don't know if you see it here on the screen. So he quotes two different pieces of Rabbi Nachman as an introduction to Rabbi Sacks, which on the one hand, you could say they're a stira, but on the other hand, you understand based on what we've learned, they're not a stira. Rabbi Nachman says that all the world was created only for the sake of Israel. The world was created for the Jewish people for the sake of Kol Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes unique pride, has a special connection. And every single Jew, his writes Rabbi Nachman, has some element from which God has particular pride. And yet, the same Rabbi Nachman elsewhere in Likutei Maharan, he says, the Zohar teaches us that the main glory of God is when the Gentile nations come and praise him. God's name is then elevated and glorified both below and on high. This is the pshat with Yisro. God's glory consisted of people outside the realm of holiness, bringing themselves into this realm. So on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have B'ni B'chori Yisro, I have a special relationship, a particular love for you. On the other hand, your role is to be ambassadors, to shed that light so that people who are not connected to that inner holiness adopt it, embrace it, take it on their own. That's why the nations of the world exist, so that we can share that with them so that they too, L'sakin ol Malchus Shakai, they too can be ambassadors of God. And this is what Rabbi Sacks explains in this piece, in this third chapter, which when he came out with it originally was somewhat controversial, in this book called The Dignity of Difference. He talks about this difference between the particular nature of the Jewish people, but also our role within humanity, within universality. So he writes, and I'm putting it up on the screen now, so you can see it if you don't have it in front of you at home. If not, I'll read it out, don't worry. On the other hand, we're also members of a particular family with its specific history and memory. We are part of a thick or a context-bound morality represented in Judaism by the Abrahamic and Mosaic covenants, which confers upon us loyalties and obligations to the members of our community that go beyond mere justice. He talks about the notion of chesed to our specific family, meaning our Jewish family. The generic word for such duties is chesed, usually translated as kindness, but meaning the loving obligations we owe to those with whom we are linked in a covenantal bond. It is precisely these moral intimacies that give life to the families and communities in which we learn the grammar and syntax of reciprocity and altruism. Michael Walzer explains why it is that thick or context-laden moralities that why it is that thick or context-laden moralities are more fundamental than thin or universal ones. So he's going to explain this piece from Michael Walzer, and then he's going to give us an interesting yesod to buttress what we mentioned last week in the name of Professor Visegrad. He says, societies are necessary are necessarily particular because they have members and memories, which we're going to come back to. Members with memories not only of their own, but also of their common life. Humanity, by contrast, has no members, but no memory. And so it has no history and no culture, no customary practices, no familiar life ways, no festivals, no shared understanding of social goods. It is human to have such things, but there is no singular human way of having them. At the same time, the members of all the different societies, because they are human, can acknowledge each other's different ways, respond to each other's cries for help, learn from each other, and march sometimes in each other's parades. Then here's Rabbi Sachs's concluding lines. Then the universality of moral concern is not something we're learned by being universal, but by being particular. Very similar from what Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik developed from Professor Visegrad. Because we know what it means to be a parent, loving our children, not children in general, we understand what it is for someone else, somewhere else, to be a parent, loving his or her own children, not ours. There is no road to human solidarity that does not begin with moral particularity. By coming to know what it means to be a child, a parent, a neighbor, a friend, we learn to love humanity by loving specific human beings. There is no shortcut. So this is the first idea that Rabbi Sachs developed that we're learning today, Lezichro in his memory, which we developed last week, that we are at once particular, but we have a concern that is universal. But perhaps we can add one crucial dimension to everything that we've developed over the last few weeks. That yes, we have a unique bond of love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is both loving and filled with commitment. And it shapes the way that we view the other. But there's one key element that we need to remember, one key dimension. And that is when we're talking about being a Jew, what does it mean to be a Jew? It actually means there is no such thing as being a Jew. Being a Jew is like being a drop of water. There's no such thing as just one. It's impossible to define what it means to be a Jew just in terms of an individual. There's no such thing as an individual Jew. When you say the word Jew, it doesn't just mean a bond of love and commitment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we look in the mirror, we say, I am a Jew. It means that I am part of Knesset Yisrael, something much greater, the entirety, the totality of the Jewish people. Yes, it's true that Darshanim say, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he will dwell within each one of us. Rabbi Nachman says that each one of us has this special source of connection and pride to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the truth is that pshat, the context there is v'shachanti b'socham, is I will dwell with them as a people, as a nation, not just as a family, not just as a shul, not just as a community, but as Knesset Yisrael, as one nation, as a le'um, as an am, as a treasure together, as an am segula, treasure nation. Each one of us is treasured, but we are treasured in a context of a nation. And this is what Rabbi Sachs describes at length in this incredible, beautiful, powerful book, A Letter in the Scroll. Rabbi Sachs describes how to think about what it means to be a Jew, which is what he talks about. And for those who got the email, if you didn't get the email, you can email me afterwards. There's a link there to a beautiful video that Rabbi Sachs did summarizing the last section of this book, Why I Am a Jew. Here, Rabbi Sachs talks about what it means to be a letter in the scroll. To be a Jew is to know that this cannot be the full story of who I am. A melody is more than a sequence of disconnected notes. A painting is something other than a random set of brush strokes. It means that there is history that has meaning. Judaism is the insistence that history does have meaning. Therefore, each of us has significance precisely insofar as we are part of a story. An extraordinary and exemplary story of a people dedicated to certain ideas. We are not free-floating atoms in infinite space. We are letters in the scroll. Letters in the scroll. And he says, imagine a vast library, bookcases and shelves stretching everywhere. Judaism asks us to imagine that while browsing in the library, quote, you come across one book unlike the rest, which catches your eye because on its spine is written the name of your family. Intrigued, you open it and see many pages written by different hands in many languages. You start reading it and gradually you begin to understand what it is. It is the story each generation of your ancestor has told for the sake of the next, so that everyone born into this family can learn where they came from, what happened to them, what they lived for, and why. As you turn the pages, you reach the last, which carries no entry but a heading. It bears your name. Rabbi Sachs points out that we, each one of us, yes, we have a bond. We are a Jew, but what it means to be a Jew is to be part of a scroll, part of a tzibur, part of a collective, part of a nishmas Yisrael. The Gemara says in beginning of Horios that there are two kinds of karbonos. There are karbonos yachid, individual sacrifices that come in the Beis HaMikdash, and there are karbonos tzibur, those that belong to the community. To the tzibur, not just the community of a particular neighborhood, but the community of Israel. Knesset Yisrael. And the Gemara has a principle, ein tzibur mace. There's no such thing as that community disappearing. That community is perpetual. The totality of the Jewish people is perpetual. It's forever. This is the koach of the tzibur. To be a Jew, the word Jew means a bond as part of a nation of a tzibur. And this is part of a magnificent drasha that the Heilige Piasetzner Rebbe, Hashem Yikom Damo Zechus Yagon Aleinu, he gave in the early 1930s. It's not dated whether it's 1930 or 1929. He talks about the idea of the tzibur. And Rav Soloveitchik, living a world away in Europe and later in Boston, has a similar idea. The Rebbe writes in the drasha at Parshas Chayisar, in yesterday's parsha, that there is such an idea as a tzibur. And you might think that a tzibur, a community, is a collective of the individuals, just a collection. Anoshim apratim, just individual people who are collective. But he says, no. Hatzibur, hu etzem levado. The Rebbe says that the tzibur is an idea, an identity that transcends the sum of its parts. Hu nimtze b'shamayim. It's found up there, b'chinas knesses Yisrael, noda, kanoda. It's the idea of the ideal representation of the entirety of the Jewish people. When we all gather together to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, us, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mord Lemes Bechinas Tzibur, Knesset Yisrael Lefi Chelkam. And he says that's why we can't daven all davening as individuals. The tzibur, the collective, which of course on a miniature scale has 10 people for a minion, but really it means the entirety of the Jewish history, of all the doors that came before us and will come after us. It transcends time and place and individual. That has its own distinct kedusha. Chutz mi kedushas kol echad, with the Jew as an individual kedusha, but the Jew as the kedushas haklal of the community. V'yacholim lohosav tfilos, we can add. And that's why when you have a tzibur, you can say kedusha and baruchu, because we have that added level of kedusha, says the Rebbe. That's the notion of the tzibur. And this is something that to be a Jew means to feel the bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the context of the Jewish people as a nation, as a transcendent entity. We mentioned a few weeks ago, hang on one second. We mentioned a few weeks ago the late Kaddish Daniel Pearl, We mentioned it a few weeks ago when we talked about what it means to be a Jew and have Jewish identity. And Daniel Pearl, as we recognized at that time, when he was murdered by terrorists, Yimach Shemam v'Zichram, before he was beheaded al Kiddush Hashem, he said, he looked into the camera, just matter-of-factly, he says, "My father is Jewish, my mother is Jewish, I am Jewish." He said he's a Jew. And now we understand that means that he is connected to Knesset Yisrael for all the generations. So his parents, Judea and Ruth Pearl, put together this fascinating volume. They were so moved. It's a very interesting introduction, which we're not going to have time for now, by the stories that flew from around the world to their doorstep, that arrived there by mail and by email, and people's descriptions of how moved they were. So they poured out just incredible feelings to the Pearl parents. As they put together this book, they reached out to Jews all around the world of different backgrounds, all kinds of different Jewish people. And they asked them to give personal reflections of what it means to be a Jew in light of Daniel Pearl's reflection that he was a Jew. So they have a lot of fascinating reflections in here. And I'll share with you two that relate exactly to this nekuda, this idea that to be a Jew is definitely means to be part of Knesset Yisrael. You see here on the screen, if you don't have it in front of you, one entry here is from Nathan Sharansky. And he describes how when he was suffering alone in the Soviet Union, his life was transformed by the Six-Day War. And what did he realize in the Six-Day War? It was through the war that I became aware of the Jewish state and of the language and the culture it embodied. I was suddenly exposed to the existence of the Jewish people, to Knesset Yisrael, meaning to the existence of tradition and culture, meaning it's not just a yachid, an individual. I was no longer a disconnected individual in an alienating and hostile world. I was a person with an identity and roots. I felt that I had a history, a nation, and a country behind me. That I had, at the end of the earth, a homeland. That's why Rabbi Lam, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his entry in this volume, I Am Jewish, talks about the Jewish peoplehood, how it's connected to the land of Israel. And of course, that's a major theme, in Rav Kook's writings, connecting those two. That I belonged, meaning it's not just my personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's my personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Knesset Yisrael. That feeling was my companion through years of struggle for human rights in the framework of the Zionist movement, and through long years in prison. Even in solitary confinement, I believed that the Jewish people and the state of Israel would fight for me. I was not alone. I was arrested a few months after the Entebbe operation. The operation signified that Israel was prepared to go to any distance to save its citizens, and it made a huge impression on me. During my years in prison, every aircraft in Siberia's sky sounded to me like the rescue force coming to liberate me. True, I was not rescued by an airplane or on a bold military mission, but I was certainly released from my prison by the Jewish people and the state of Israel. I truly was not alone. Being a Jew means being connected to Knesset Yisrael. That's the Jewish identity, that there is something greater, there is something bigger. Another entry in this book that caught my eye is from a woman. She's a Buddhist meditation teacher. Her name is Sylvia Borstein. Sylvia Borstein. You can't get more Jewish than Sylvia Borstein. Her husband's name is Seymour. She's a very proud Jew. Buddhist meditation teacher, but she's a proud Jew. Gewalt. So Sylvia Borstein writes about what it means to be Jewish, reflecting from her meditation center, Spirit Rock Meditation Center in Woodacre, California. And she writes in the book, her entry, "I also wonder whether even more than the particular traits that I know I learned from my family, the equivocal sense I have of being Jewish is fundamentally a kinship bond. I grew up in a family that was worried about and rejoiced with Jews whom I did not know, but who seemed somehow part of my greater family. Some of my father's cousins survived the war in Poland by fleeing their small village and hiding in the forest for 2 years. In 1946, they stayed at our house in Brooklyn on their way to Canada, where they had been granted entrance visas. I sat at the edges of their conversations and listened to stories. They spoke in Yiddish. A language I understand because my grandmother, who lived with us, spoke it with my parents. The cousins gave me a child's gold ring that they brought with them from Poland, and I wore it for many years. I don't recall the moment in which I realized the ring must have belonged to a child who died. I do remember my parents coaching them on what they wanted to be able to say as they made their way by train across Canada. "I'm sorry, I don't understand you. I don't speak English well." End quote. When I recall their voices, heavily accented, practicing those sentences, I cry. Even a woman who's so far from what it means to have an authentic religious Jewish experience, but she has such a deep, soulful experience connected to Knesset Israel and shapes her Jewish identity. So where does this come from, this idea that to be a Jew is to be rooted in Knesset Israel? The answer is, it comes back to that same soul level, that same spark of our neshama. Because this is what the Balatanya explains, what the Alter Rebbe explains in the 32nd chapter of the Tanya, which I'm pulling it up on the page now if you could see it on the screen. The Alter Rebbe writes, Vihine. He says, we understand, making it a little bit bigger, that our body is not the main focus of life. Of course, that's only temporary. Because if we separate the body, which distinguishes us, separates us from other people, it enables us to fulfill the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha to all other Jews. Why? Because if we stop focusing on the external and we focus on the internal, we will realize, says the Rebbe here, if you follow the cursor, Av Echad L'Chulana, we are one family with one father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But further, V'lechein Nikru Kol Yisrael Achim Mamish, we are called brothers. Why? Mitzad Shoresh Nafsham, because the source, the root of our souls, Ba'ashem Echad, we all have one soul. We share a soul, Raksha Gufim Mechulakim. Just our bodies are distinct. I look on the screen and I see many different people, but we are all actually one soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, and he's so to speak, mirrored in this giant soul of Knesset Yisrael, which is all the little solalach, all the little sparks in each one of us connected to each other. B'mekor nishmas kol Echad Yisrael amavi Echad be'Echad dafka. We're all one. And this is the real secret of what it means to be a Jew. It means to have a loving bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of commitment that is part, that soul is part of Knesset Yisrael. And this is what Rav Kook develops in many different frames, in many different angles in this Sefer in Orot, in a section called Orot Yisrael. We're only going to quote a couple of small pieces. Rav Kook describes, he says, first, you have to understand, right at the beginning of Orot Yisrael, the light, the Or HaShechina, you see it on the page on the top here in source number 6. Or HaShechina, who Knesset Yisrael. The light of the Shechina is, it's expressed, it's refracted through Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people as a whole. Ha'ideal ha'Yisraeli, the ideal of Jewishness, of the Jew. Hashora ba'uma kula, that rests on the entire nation. Ha'osa osa chativa achas b'chol dorosea, that makes it one entity over all the generations. That's Knesset Yisrael. It's the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the expression of godliness. So now each one of us, skipping ahead, we could spend so much time on each one of these pieces. Each one of us fits in. Now skipping to section 2 in Orot Yisrael. Hayachas, the relationship, shall Knesset Yisrael liyichidea, of the Knesset Yisrael, the great collective, to every individual Jew. What does it mean to be a Jew, to be part of Knesset Yisrael? Is mishune, is different. Mikol hayichusim shall kol kibbutz lu'um liyichidav. Is different, says Rav Kook, to the connection that one nation has to all of its individuals. He says, kol hakibbutzim ha-lu'umiyim, all national collectives, all Americans, nosnim, they give lehem liyichideim, to their individuals, rak etz atzar hachitzoni shalamahus. It gives the external commonality. Aval etzamahus shel zeh shoev kol adam minishmas hakol. But the individual Americans are rooted in the nishmas hakol.
That's the in the Tzelem Elokim, the godliness that exists within all human beings. Minishmas Elokim shelo b'emtzakus hakibbutz. Because this kibbutz of Americans, ein la kibbutz chativ elokis, it's not a divine entity. Rather, lo kein b'Yisrael, says Rav Kook, haneshama shel hayechidim, our souls of the individuals, nish'eves mimekor chaya olamim b'otzra klal, our souls come from this Jewish collective, v'aklal nosin neshama liyechidim, and that is what gives us our neshama. And therefore, if it were possible for a person to imagine to disconnect themselves, li'natik me'auma, from the nation, tzarchu li'natik es nishmasim mekor chayusa, you have to uproot your soul from the source of its life. To be a Jew is to be connected, be'etzim mahus, to Knesset Yisrael, to the Jewish people as a whole, that goes l'dori doros, that transcends generations, to the generations that came before and those that are going to come after. That's what it means to be a Jew. And this is what Rabbi Sacks emphasizes. And this is perhaps now, if we go back to the Makar that we quoted last week, we look at it with renewed scrutiny, we have a new appreciation of what it means. Rav Kook last week, later on in Orot Yisrael, in Parakei, he says, Yachol Adam, maybe you would think, Shekol ha'evdel sheben Yisrael la'amim hu misbalet al yedei ha'mitzvos b'poal. You might think that our difference between us and the nations of the world is expressed externally through mitzvos. No, it's not. It's because we have a deeper inner neshama that is distinct for Jews. And of course, as we said, it's going to navigate how we relate to and address others, Rabbi Sacks talks about in terms of understanding our particular neshama, means that we have a special opportunity to understand the uniqueness of every individual and a special mitzvah to love the stranger, which is what he emphasizes. But now we understand why Rav Kook frames it in the way that he does. He says the difference is sheben Yisrael lo amim. It's not so much about focusing on the difference between the individual Jew versus a person who's not Jewish. It's about us as a people, because the definition of a Jew is not an individual. It's the definition of the Knesset Yisrael. I have a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of love and commitment as part of a nation. When I look at my life now, I think about what does it mean to be a Jew? Well, how do I relate to the generations that came before me? How do I relate to worldwide Jewry? How do I relate to Eretz Yisrael? Because Rav Kook explains, of course, that this Knesset Yisrael, this idea of the Tzibur, of the whole entity of the Jewish people, it only has its makor, its rooted, its nourishment, its spiritual homeland is in Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's not coincidental that that same Gemara and Horis that we mentioned earlier about thinking about Ein Tzibur Meis, that there is only one community of Eretz Yisrael, that's defined, of Jewish people, that's defined dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Our Am Segula, our nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to V'yisam li Segula mikol amim, we are an Am Segula, we are a nation, and that nation has a land. It has a language, has Lashon HaKodesh. And think about how incredible it is to be a Jew today, because now those aspects of our Jewishness, of what it means to be a Jew, are exhibited and manifest in ways that they never were for thousands of years. The resurgence of Lashon HaKodesh, of a language that was long, you know, out of use, it was almost dead. It was disappearing. And maybe it hadn't even disappeared, except for rabbinic usage. To have a land where all Jews are welcome, but now we understand that the land, the Eretz Yisrael, is not just a kibbutz of individual yechidim. It's an expression, it's synonymous with Klal Yisrael and Knesset Yisrael. So when I think about what does it mean to be a Jew, when I go deep inside and consider what it means to be a Jew, right? That's where we got started with this whole series of Mi Yehudi. Who is a Jew? What does it mean to be a Jew? I must not just think about my inner connection, my deep neshama connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when I think about that neshama, I'm connected to all Jews. I'm connected to Knesset Yisrael of all the Doros. So what does that mean? What does it mean for my life to be connected to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel, to all the Doros that came before and come after? It totally changes, and that's why it's so important when we think about what is a Jew, who is a Jew, which we will, Amir Tzal Shem, now get back to over the coming weeks, the specific answers to Ben-Gurion's question. But when you say now, Jew, what does that mean?
It has a very specific connotation. It's the connotation of our love and commitment that we have uniquely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives us a charge vis-a-vis the nations of the world, but that love and bond is in a Knesset Yisrael context. It's the context of understanding us as a letter in the scroll, in the entirety of Knesset Yisrael, not even having to do with my community or my shul or my minyan or my city, but the Knesset Yisrael Bechlal, and of course, bring us back to the nation and Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it wasn't just enough to make a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Avram as an individual. When we left Mitzrayim, the bris of Har Sinai was with the nation. We come, our griz of our evil, there's a bris with everybody together. Yes, there is an individual connection, but that individual connection is part of the le'um, the nation, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to ultimately see. And hopefully each one of us will realize our part, our letter in that.